Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the Unreliable Studio Podcast. My name is Josh.
And I'm Pedro.
Today, we're going to talk about Xbox rumors and speculation. We're getting a new announcement on the 21st of May, 2013. That's only a couple days from right now. So we're just going to talk about what we want to see and what we hope is going to be in this new console.
Considering it's nothing but rumors so far, why not create our own rumors?
Yeah, so I guess I'll start with like what I want. The main thing I want is backwards compatibility. I know is something that people don't really use after a couple of years, but I've got so many 360 games, I'd really like to keep that investment going if I can.
It's definitely important in the beginning, in the first couple of years of the life cycle.
Because, I mean, there's just not going to be 60 games that come out when it launches. So I'm going to need something else to play, you know? I don't want to have an Xbox 360 and the new Xbox and play my 360 more, you know?
Yeah. I heard rumblings that they were going to come out with a separate unit that would take care of backwards compatibility, where as long as you bought this separate unit, you could put the games, I guess, inside this separate unit, and it would stream those games onto your new system. But, I mean, like I said, this is all rumors and speculations, and I don't know if this is accurate, because supposedly this unit would have the same chip that's inside the Xbox 360, but it would basically be used just as a TV set-top box, so that you can make any dumb TV into a smart TV, utilizing Microsoft's technology, utilizing this Xbox 360 chip, but repurposed. But yeah, all rumors and speculations. If the new Xbox had backwards compatibility, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and the other thing I really want is, like, the continuation of Xbox Live. Like, we already know with the PlayStation 4, it's not going to use the same PlayStation Network, and things that you've purchased on the PlayStation Network now aren't going to carry over. Honestly, I mean, I'm a pretty heavy Xbox gamer, and I've probably spent close to $1,000 just on Xbox Live. I mean, as far as content, Xbox Live Arcade games go, and even the subscription itself. So I'd really like to be able to have all that stuff carry over so I don't have to start from scratch on a brand new console, especially if I'm going to be shelling out $500 for this console.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those Zune purchases that you may have made, if those could transfer over, that would be amazing. If the console isn't backwards compatible, with the Xbox 360 games, I mean, realistically, there's no reason for the console to be backwards compatible with the Xbox Live Arcade games. But I mean, that would be awesome to manage your friends list on the new system and still be able to communicate with your friends that are still on the old system. I mean, obviously they'll up the friends count, but as long as there's that synergy between the two consoles where you can communicate with anybody on your friends list, regardless if they're on the new system or on the old system, that would definitely be a plus.
Yeah, and I don't see them having to use like multiple servers. Like, I mean, like different servers for the one for the 360 and one for the new Xbox, because even, I mean, I was playing Halo 2 on my 360 against people that were still playing on original Xbox. I mean, it's possible for them to, like, get everything to work together and work well. So, hopefully they
figure something out.
Yeah, I'd rather them take care of the consumer than to think about their own needs as a company, especially at the beginning of the launch, just because it's so important to have, I mean, more benefits, the better. If they get rid of backwards compatibility later, I really don't care. Just because, I mean, I should have a ton of new Xbox games at that point, so.
Exactly. They definitely want as many, you know, box specs, you know, those little, hey, we have this, we have that, we have this, you know, in the beginning of the life cycle. Because it's like you said, you know, we're the hardcore gamers. We're going to pick up this console probably no matter what.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that are going to get our friends and families to pick up a console.
Yeah. So. And I'm sure, I mean, with how much they've put into Xbox Live, like ESPN, UFC, Hulu Plus, Netflix, YouTube, I can't see them switching the Xbox Live service too much. I would imagine they're going to increase the cost of Xbox Live.
I hope not.
Yeah. I mean, it went from 50 from the original Xbox to 60.
Well, that was during the Xbox 360.
Yeah, and that wasn't even... That was when they came out with the ESPN apps and all that stuff, and it went up $10. But
I think that was around the time the Kinect came out, 2010.
Yeah.
2009, 2010.
So it's been a couple of years. I mean, honestly, $10 more a year, it's not really going to... It's not much at all. I mean,
yeah. If you can't afford food because of a $10 increase, you shouldn't be paying for Xbox
Live. You're doing something else wrong. But I mean, I wouldn't. If there's more features, I'm not worried about spending more on it because we already know Sony's going to charge a subscription fee as well, and not just a PlayStation Plus fee. It's a separate subscription. Now,
what kind of Xbox Live features would you like to see? Would you like Skype integration? I mean, they have, like, Kinect video chat, but I think Skype would be pretty awesome if that was, like, an app that you can download on the next Xbox, and you can use it interchangeably with your PC Skype account, your phone Skype account, and just everything is seamless, so that you can take a phone call from your console to your phone and walk out the door.
Yeah, and, I mean, Microsoft owns Skype. They've bought that out, so I don't see why they couldn't do it with the Kinect. And they're all about trying to make the Xbox an all-in-one entertainment console, whether it be talking with friends or family or playing online with people. So I don't see why they couldn't do that. And they've tried stuff like that before, like with Windows Live Messenger, and that didn't really work out too well. But I mean, it was a cool idea. It was just never really implemented well, just because nobody uses Windows Live Messenger. Skype is something that everybody uses, and if you could video Skype with somebody on your TV, that'd be pretty sweet.
Definitely. And, I mean, they can come out with so many other cool things. I mean, they can also do something with games where you know, the whole saving the games in the cloud, they can definitely improve upon that. Because, I mean, there's been times where I would save a game into the cloud, and then, lo and behold, I'd have to pick up the game where it was at a previous state, as if the cloud save never happened. So
yeah. And I think cloud saving stuff's going to get a lot better this year.
I would hope.
I mean, it's been around for long enough now to where I think we'll probably see an increase in how much we can save in the cloud, and then the reliability of it will probably go up as well. As far as just like dashboard integration, like hitting that the Xbox guide button, having that little dashboard come up, I'd like to see something more in that. Like, it's just kind of plain right now. Like, you were talking about Skype, and like, if you could answer a Skype call from that mini dashboard, like while you're playing a game, instead of having to exit all the way back to the main dashboard, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so multitasking and making it all seamless into the experience, definitely.
If I could multitask one of my music apps, like Last.fm or iHeartRadio, to while I'm playing a game, that'd be really cool too. Just more intense hardware stuff. I know the graphics and stuff are gonna be taking up a lot of that, but I mean, with the extra memory we're supposed to be getting, I don't see why we couldn't get that too.
Let's be selfish, damn it.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know what else I'm really wanting out of this new console. I mean, better graphics, of course, that's going to be a given. I don't see them getting that much better, right at the beginning at least. It's just going to be more on the screen at once, more happening at once.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not all that... I guess the graphics don't really get me. It's going to be what they do with the AI. I want to see more complicated enemies, more useful allies. I mean, Bioshock's Infinite, what was her name?
Elizabeth.
She was an amazing AI character, and you can tell that none of the other characters were like her. It was strictly her that have that capability. Now imagine a game where everybody in the game is like Elizabeth. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Where they're all able to interact with the environment, and they're all able to help you or hurt you in different ways and do different things. I think there's a lot of potential with what they can do with the AI. Also, you know, Microsoft, way back when, I think if it wasn't last E3, it was the year before, where they introduced the, now I can't remember the name, the app for your phone or your tablet that allowed you to connect to the Xbox.
Smart Glass?
Smart Glass, thank you. I would like to see some actual useful integration of Smart Glass, because I think that has a lot of potential as well.
I mean, I've used it for like Halo 4 or Call of Duty Elite, stuff like that, but it's not really anything super cool.
Right, it's all just stat tracking.
Basic, yeah, exactly. If I could do stuff like, I don't know, like if I'm playing Forza and my suspension feels soft, I could just get on Smart Glass, tighten it up without having to leave a race, you know, just pause the game and
or even if you're able to do some of the multitasking you're talking about, imagine booting up Smart Glass on your phone and lo and behold, oh, you have a Skype call, push here and you can receive the Skype call on your Xbox and a little window just on the
shows
corner
up
of the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just shows up on the screen. That would be amazing. But yeah, I mean, as far as graphics, it's great that it's going to improve. We know it's going to improve, but I mean, what else can they do? You know, don't just say, oh, this game looks 10 times better on this system. That's why you should upgrade, because that's not going to make me want to upgrade.
Bigger worlds. Like something like Destiny, I think, is going to work so much better on the newer consoles.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because they're going to be rendering so much more. Like with the 360 and the PS3 versions, I think they'll probably suffer just because the distant objects will look way worse, and you're going to have to do a lot more loading just because it's not going to be able to render the entire world at once.
Not to mention on a game with like Destiny, where it's supposed to be like a massive multiplayer experience or, you know,
a seamless open world.
Right.
Yeah.
That would truly benefit from the next generation of Xbox Live. I'd imagine they'll be able to work the infrastructure of Xbox Live in more ways on the next generation system than on the current generation system, or at least I would hope so.
Yeah. As far as the hardware itself goes, I hope they keep a similar design. I don't want them to go too crazy. I like the way the Xbox is now. I don't like the, like, I prefer a disc tray that comes out instead of like the Wii or the PS3 where it's like a little
slot bed.
Yeah, you just slide them in, because I don't know. They just worry me. I'm afraid they'd break or get a disc stuck in there and there's nothing you can do about it. I want the controllers to be the same.
Yeah, I'd agree. The Xbox controller has definitely been pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I don't see what they could really add to it that you couldn't already do with something secondary like Smart Glass. Because, I mean, I'd say probably 90% of the people that are buying a new Xbox either have a smartphone or a tablet that they could use Smart Glass with.
Exactly.
So you don't really need to add a ton to the controller like Sony had to, because, I mean, Microsoft has got this infinite tablet marketplace. They could put 1,000 buttons on a touchscreen and you'd never need a new controller. So I hope they keep the same controller. That way I can use all my old controllers with it as well, which would be nice.
The only thing I could add to that is hopefully they make that swapping D-pad a standard thing for all the controllers. It's not just, oh, you have to pay an extra $5 to get this sweet D-pad.
Yeah.
It's just standardized. Because that D-pad's pretty sweet, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I mean, I agree. I can't imagine what else they can do with the controller. And as far as the hardware,
I'd like built-in recharge.
Oh, that's a good point. Instead of coming with double A's,
just yeah, built-in rechargeable battery.
Maybe have like the I don't know how to pronounce the key, whatever the wireless powered standard is. You know how some cell phones come with wireless charging.
Yeah,
maybe have that built into the controller. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
How do you feel about these rumors about Kinect being always on, or I'm sorry, included in every single system?
As far as the Kinect goes, I don't think it's going to be the same model as the one we're using right now. It's got to be different.
Definitely.
Because the PC version of the Kinect
is already an improved version.
Yeah, it's already a way better version.
But I mean, do you think Kinect should be built into the system itself?
Oh, no,
or
no.
Do you think it should be...
They won't do that. Because then you're going to be limited to where you can place the console.
Exactly.
the only way they could do that is if it didn't have a disk drive and it was extremely small, which we both know is not going to happen.
Probably not.
The thing's going to be huge, it's going to weigh a ton, and it's definitely going to have a disk drive. I just don't want them to come out with a premium Xbox that costs, let's say, $400. And then you can get the premium with a Kinect for $600.
So, okay. So, do you think they should include Kinect in every box?
If they're going to use Kinect for every game, yes.
Okay.
But I don't want them to get outrageous with the pricing.
I got you.
Because, I mean, you could get the crappy version of the new Xbox for $400 by itself. Or the premium one for...
Because, I mean, that's really the big question. Do they include Kinect with every box, or do they not include Kinect with every box? If they do include Kinect in every box, that means every developer knows that if they develop anything for Kinect, they know
everybody's got it.
Everybody's got it, exactly.
It's true. And as long as it comes in at a good price, you know? Like, I would not mind spending $500 for the deluxe version
with
Kinect.
And then they could have a $400 model that's not the deluxe version and still include Kinect.
Exactly.
Okay.
As long as it's not outrageous, because I can just see a $600 deluxe model not with Kinect, and then an $800 model or
with
whatever.
Kinect.
Yeah, you know.
That'd be insane.
I just don't want them to get crazy pricing this stuff. Because, I mean, I know the games aren't going to be anymore. It's going to be $60. So, I mean, I can't even remember how much the Xbox was when it came out. The Pro. That was
$399?
$399. Yeah. So, $400. I mean, a $100 price increase is still going to seem like a lot. And it's half of $1,000. It's still it's still a big amount. So... Yeah, as long as they don't go crazy with the price, I think it'll be fine.
Agreed.
I hope it has Blu-ray. That's another thing I really want is Blu-ray.
I can pretty much guarantee it's going to have Blu-ray. There's no way it's not going to have Blu-ray.
Yeah, and I don't want a PS3 anymore. If my new Xbox has Blu-ray, I don't see having a PS3 for much longer. What else do I want? I want a terabyte hard drive.
Definitely.
Huge hard drive. Because I have a... I don't even know. 320 now?
Yeah. You got
and
the new Xbox.
I think I have like 110 gigs left. So, I definitely use the space. I know I'm kind of the... small subset of people that actually use that much space on a 360, but I install my games to the console so I don't burn the disk drive out. I download a lot of stuff. I have a lot of downloadable content. I've got a lot of arcade games. Everything I do is pretty much on the Xbox. So I have like movies and music, TV shows, all that stuff is on my Xbox. So I use the space. And if they're going to get more into the games on demand stuff, then we're definitely going to need the space because some of these games are 15 to 20 gigs. So I blow through 300 gigs pretty quick.
And they're talking about making this Xbox a DVR, not only for personal gameplay, but also for, you know, your TV. So you can record stuff from your TV directly into your Xbox. And I mean, if they go the route that Sony went with recording your gameplay, you definitely need a large hard drive for that as well.
Yeah. And as far as being a DVR, I don't know. Would they have like an input on the back, or would they?
There's already diagrams of the alleged next generation Xbox that have a
HDMI
not only
input.
An HDMI out, but also an HDMI in.
Hmm.
So, there's all kinds of rumors and speculations about this jazz. But, I mean, we won't know for sure until Tuesday. This could be a hosh-wash.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think I've pretty much covered everything I'd want to see in it. I mean, there's always the saying where you don't know what you want until they tell you.
Yeah,
or until you have it.
Steve Jobs was really good about that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't imagine... what I'm going to need next, but I'm sure as soon as they announce it, I'm going to be like, well, yeah, I totally need that, so.
Good thing they thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, the bigger memory, I'd like more USB ports. I know I don't really use them as much anymore, but, I mean, when the Rock Band and Guitar Hero craze hit, 3 USB ports, not enough. Because, yeah, because you got 2 people on guitar, 1 drums, and a microphone, and you're out of space. So, I guess if Microsoft switches to more, like, standardized Bluetooth, we could get more wireless accessories, which would be really nice. Like Skylanders portals that are wireless. Instead of having all these USB dongles that you have to plug in.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I like that the controllers, the wireless for the controllers are incredibly accurate, but I kind of wish that they would have let third-party manufacturers at least use the Bluetooth or some other wireless technology for the Xbox 360 to make more things wireless.
Yeah, and I mean, I know they use the standard Bluetooth because I have a Xbox headset that runs on my phone perfectly fine.
Well, that actually has both technologies inside.
Oh, good point, because it's got a switch on it.
Yep.
They can make it work.
Probably.
I mean, but if they could put both the technologies in that tiny little headset, they could probably do a standard Bluetooth on the Xbox.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't like, especially if you're, I mean, 7-8 feet away from your Xbox and you need to plug something in. I mean, these Skylanders portals, it's not that long of a cable, you know?
Yeah, it can become a bit of a hassle.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure as we go on, more and more new accessories are going to come out. I mean, a few years ago we had Rock Band Guitar Hero, now we have Skylanders, and soon we'll be getting Disney Infinity, and I mean, we've always had the Cabela's games, and those all have accessories, so there's always going to be a new accessory that we're going to need on these new consoles.
Definitely. I personally can't wait to see the games they're going to show on Tuesday.
Yeah. Any speculation on what they're going to show as far as software goes?
We know that they're going to show the new Call of Duty.
Call of Duty Ghosts. Yep.
I don't know what else they're going to show, but I can tell you that they're not going to show Halo 5.
You were crazy, sir.
They're not going to show Halo 5.
I hope they show Halo 5.
They might say, oh yeah, Halo 5 comes out next year. But I can guarantee, I can't guarantee that. But I'm willing to bet that Halo 5 will not be a part of this presentation.
Yeah.
Besides a little quick mention. Some games I would like to see. I want to see something like completely crazy off of left field.
Like a new IP?
Well, I mean, even a new IP isn't really crazy and off left field. I want to see something old that it's like, whoa, you're bringing that back? That's amazing.
Like Jet Force Gemini. That would be Microsoft cool. Phones there you rare. Go. Or
Jet Force Gemini.
A new Conquer game.
A new Conquer game, yes. They could bring back Lost Odyssey and try to go for the Japanese market again.
Yeah.
I mean, that game was awesome. What was the fighting game Rare made?
Killer Instinct.
They can bring that back. Project Gotham Racing. We haven't seen a Project Gotham in years.
Yeah. I don't know what they've been up to. They did Blur, right?
Yeah, and then the studio closed.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah. But, MechAssault.
They haven't done a MechAssault since the original Xbox, huh?
Exactly. They have this library of games that they're just sitting on.
What was that flying game? Crimson...
Crimson Skies.
Crimson Skies. Amazing. Yeah. That was one of the good Xbox Live games from the original.
I mean, new IP? Great. Give me new IP. I want new IP. But, I mean, there are a ton of games that they're just not doing anything with.
Yeah.
Bring some of those back.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as like continuing series, I want to see like a new Forza.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Forza That's 5
definitely going to show an appearance.
Or a second Forza Horizon.
I wouldn't be surprised if Forza 5 debuts with the launch. It's either going to be they're going to bring back Project Gotham Racing, or they're going to say Forza 5 launch.
Yeah. Because the studio that did Forza 4 hasn't...
Turn 10?
Yeah, they haven't done anything since Forza 4.
Right.
because Playground Games did Horizon, and Turn 10 just kind of oversaw that project. So I'm assuming they've been working on a new game for the new console for the past 2.5 years, I guess. 2 years?
Definitely.
So that'd be good. As far as Microsoft's IPs go...
Perfect Dark. There's another one.
Yeah, they could do a new Perfect Dark. I don't know what Microsoft Games has done recently.
They haven't done
besides
much.
Like Halo and Forza.
They really
haven't. A new Fable game might be good.
They've done Gears of War, Forza, Halo. But I mean, they've kind of been just... I don't know.
I hope there's not a new Gears of War.
They can do another Viva Pinata.
There we go. Viva Pinata 3. That'd be awesome. Those graphics would be great. It'd be a huge open world.
Exactly.
So
another Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
They have... Yeah, it's just mind-boggling.
I just want to see, like, which games that are coming out this fall we're going to see on the new consoles, too. Like, there's been no word on Grand Theft Auto.
I don't think
or Saints Row.
I don't think either of those are going to make the jump to next gen.
Yeah, which is too bad. I mean...
But, I mean, if the console's backwards compatible, then it's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know Call of Duty's going to make it on there. I know Battlefield's going to make it on there.
Watchdog, we know it's going to make
it on there. Watchdogs, Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
So, I mean, a lot of the blockbusters definitely get in there. But, I mean, I don't know. I just don't want another year of just, like, another Call of Duty, another Assassin's Creed. It's just getting boring.
Exactly. I agree 100%. And I also don't want... A drought of games 3 months down, 4 months down.
Yeah, after like the system comes out. Like the Vita had.
Or the Wii U. Or the 3DS. The 3DS had a good amount of time before some games started to come out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the dev kits have been in the hands of these developers for a while and we'll have a good selection of stuff that comes out right at the beginning. 'Cause that's always the hardest part is getting titles out. I know when the Wii U came out, there was, what, like 6 games?
No, they had a pretty good launch up. I think it was like 10 or 12.
10 games.
But yeah, I mean...
How many of those games would you actually play?
2.
And how many of those games were Nintendo exclusives?
1.
Yeah. So, they just gotta get the good exclusives down right at the beginning. I mean, Nintendo was smart about putting a Mario game right out front, so...
Yeah.
As long as Microsoft gets a good hardcore title and a good family title out at the same time, I think they'll be fine.
And a good racing title.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we know the sports games are all going to show up on the next generation system.
Yeah, Madden for sure, and probably NBA, but I don't think we'll get.
I think we would do FIFA.
FIFA as well. Yeah. I don't think we'll get NCAA football though.
Probably not.
And we won't see a new Tiger Woods or baseball until next spring anyway, so. Yeah.
Definitely men, probably FIFA.
Yeah.
More than likely NBA. But, yeah, so what else?
I can't really think of anything else I really want or need from them.
Not yet.
I mean, I just want a continuation of what I've already gotten from my 360.
Now let's,
to the new console.
Let's talk about the name. What do you want the name to be?
Xbox.
Just Xbox.
Yep.
I agree. I think if they just Xbox, that would be perfect.
I think Xbox 720 is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm tired of people saying it.
Yeah.
I know they're talking about Xbox Infinity, which I'm not opposed to. It doesn't sound bad, but...
Too many syllables.
Yeah. Because, I mean, people are just going to call it an Xbox.
Exactly. Why even bother with Infinity?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way, like, PlayStation has it easy because people have been calling it PS1, PS2, PS3.
Ever since the beginning.
Yeah. So, Xbox is just a strange word to begin with. You can't really shorten it. Nobody really called the original Xbox the X1.
But, I mean...
360 isn't the X2.
But
you know?
You run the risk of the same... You basically run the risk of doing what Nintendo did. You know, there's a huge market of consumers that don't understand that the Wii U is a completely different system.
Yeah.
So if you call your new system Xbox, you're going to confuse people.
People buying iPads for years have gotten over it.
That's true.
Because, I mean, all it takes is, like, all you have to do is say the new Xbox.
But, I mean, I think people are trained to understand that there's a new iPad comes out every year. And a new iPhone comes out every year. You know, we're talking about a new Xbox coming out 8 years after the Xbox 360.
Yeah. I mean, I guess as long as they go with something that's easy to say. I mean, Xbox 360 is a... I don't know. I guess it's been so long since we've used that term, so it's not really difficult anymore, but...
And think about it. What, you don't call it an Xbox. Mainly people
call it a 360. 360. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, I mean, Infinity's not bad, but I guess I'll just have to see it in context before I get used to it. I mean, I knew PlayStation wasn't going to go crazy with a new name. It was just going to be a PlayStation 4.
Yes.
Just like normal, so... I hope we actually get to see the console this time.
Definitely, I agree.
As long as they stick to standard color scheme, I think we'll be good. Like, standard black, standard white.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Worst case scenario, even if we don't see it on Tuesday, E3 is just not even a month away. It's like 20 days away.
So, I mean, I think if Microsoft's smart, they're going to do what they did when they announced the S model. And they're going to be like... New Xbox 360 comes out in November. They'll give us a date. They'll give us a price. They'll do everything out of the way. And then they can focus on software for E3.
Yeah.
And then, like, if they come out tomorrow or Tuesday and they say, the new Xbox is coming out this time. We're taking reserves on it starting tomorrow. Then they could just get all that out of the way. And then E3 will be like, this is everything that we've been working on for the past... however many years, you know?
That would be pretty baller if we could start taking reserves on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or
the following Wednesday. Day. Yeah. And that, I mean, that's going to give people time to start saving up money. That's going to give them a solid, like, price and release date. Get everybody in the mindset of already purchasing that console. Like, with the PlayStation 4, we don't even know what it looks like still. So, people are...
in February.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like completely forgotten about what they've all announced. Because they announced everything in February and they have said absolutely nothing for like 3 months.
Well, they did announce Gran Turismo 6 for the PlayStation 3.
For the PlayStation 3? They're announcing games for a console that they're trying to put obsolete.
Well, I mean, Sony was really good with not making the old system obsolete when the new system comes out.
Yeah, but that was before the internet.
What? Because, I mean, why? The PS2, they God of War 2.
Oh, yeah, I know. God of War 2 came out like a month before, or a month after the PS3 came out.
And a few other games,
I'm
sure, came out after the...
If Sony's saying, we're not going to keep your PlayStation Network downloads from the PS3 to the PS4.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Why would they continue to support the online features of the PlayStation 3 if the PlayStation 4 is out?
Because you cannot expect everybody to upgrade day one. You have to still support the PlayStation 3.
People. Do you?
Yes, you do. Because if you don't, you lose those people.
I just don't see them. Sony doesn't seem... like, they would do that. I don't know.
If Microsoft was like, all right, next Xbox comes out November 12th. If you don't buy it, too bad. You can't use your old Xbox. Who the hell's going to buy the next generation Xbox? Nobody.
Everybody's going to be forced into buying it.
No, because nobody's going to be like, oh, okay, well, I need to upgrade or else I can't use... They're going to be like, what's to stop Microsoft from releasing a next... The next Xbox and telling me the same thing. Nobody would buy that system. Nobody.
Well, Sony's already said that, though.
They just said it's not backwards compatible.
They said anything, all digital downloads.
Exactly.
Do not carry over. So they're basically telling you anything you've purchased on your PS3 is garbage when you get a PS4.
That's true. And I can completely see Xbox or Microsoft doing that with the next generation Xbox. Because, I mean, it's not a matter of them being a douchebag. It's a matter of the system not supporting able to it. Understand the PS3.
I can understand that.
Exactly.
As long as they don't shut the server off that says, yes, he bought this content, he can still play it on his Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3.
Exactly.
As long as they don't get rid of that, then I'll be fine. But I just, it's going to get extremely expensive for them to support two online consoles at the same time.
Well, it's got to happen. The sacrifices you make.
Yeah, I guess there's probably going to be two different Xbox Live prices then. There's going to be the Xbox 360 price, and then there's going to be a separate new Xbox
price. I think it's just going to be Xbox Live. You pay Xbox Live, you pay $60 a year.
Yeah, but I think the server support and the bandwidth for the new Xbox is going to be way more intense than the 360.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're going to manage it somehow.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get all of our questions answered, and
we're only 48 hours away.
Yeah, it's gonna be an exciting day on Tuesday. So it's they're doing that on Xbox Live. You just have to make sure to have the event app downloaded. It's gonna start at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So you just wanna
1 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Eastern. So if you are not available, I'm sure you could find somewhere on your phone or computer or whatever, you can stream that as well. I know they're doing it on Spike TV, is that right?
I have no idea.
They're doing it on TV somewhere.
Probably.
But I'm sure just like the PlayStation thing, somebody will have it streaming on like Justin TV or something. So definitely keep an eye out for it. It's starting Tuesday, so hopefully we get a lot of good answers and a lot of good information on all this new stuff. So
yeah, one thing's for sure, this is going to be one hell of a holiday season.
Yeah. I mean, this year is going to be I can see the Wii U taking a big rise just because they're going to have a lot of software out this holiday. And then the PS3 and the 3, or PS4 and the new Xbox coming out. They're probably going to come out the same month.
Definitely.
So it's going to be a pretty crazy end of the year this year for sure.
All right, well, I think that's a good stopping point.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Please find us on YouTube. It's youtube.com/unreliablestudio. We got a Facebook, facebook.com/unreliablestudio. We have a Twitter. It's at Reliable Studio.
Reliable Studios.
Yep.
Yep.
You can find pretty much everything from any of those outlets. Pedro and I have separate YouTube channels and Twitters as well, so you can follow us there. Yeah, that's about it. You guys can email us questions or comments if you want us to read them on the show. It's unreliablestudio@gmail.com. We'll gladly take those. You can comment on our YouTube page as well, and we'll go over that on the next podcast we do if we get any of those.
Most definitely. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Stop!